100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. We're all just going deaf. It is what it is. The topic this week was bar.
Bar. Sometimes the bar gets you and sometimes you get them.
I don't know. It's bar. B-A-R. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get right to it. Two stories were sent in from Thomas of Fifth Coffee. See, I'm starting on my first. What do you put in your coffee, Thomas? What does everyone put in their coffee? I don't know. Me? I put my lips on the corner. I put the coffee in me. That's what's more important. So let's find out what Thomas has come up with this week. Thomas, tell us a story.
Bar. The bar was put up higher. Dubby thought she could handle the change when it was put up, but she quickly learned that it was beyond her reach. She knew she had to, so she began working extra hard after school and on Saturdays, practicing and going over everything again and again. When the contest came, Dubby felt fully prepared. She got in line, and when the bell rang to begin the games, she climbed onto the high stool at the long bar and drank herself silly, beating all the locals in the Chug-a-Lug, Zambrano, Sink the Battleship, and Who Shit. Ronnie asked the artist to put a bar in her nose, 18-karat gold and heavy, so it pulled her nose down until it touched her upper lip. Punks and hipsters that saw her remarking how beautiful her jewelry looked, but how bad her nose looked. Her friend Sally told her what others would not. Ronnie returned to the shop that installed the gold bar. The shop was closed. Ronnie asked Marvin to cut the bar with bolt cutters as the threads were jammed. Marvin was stoned. He clipped a half inch off her nose on the first try. And to my fellow writers and wordsmiths, please visit my blog at Fifth Coffee, that's spelled out, fifthcoffee.blogspot.com. I'm offering a writer's workshop locally in Flash Fiction and Fable. And the local newspaper, the Squim Gazette, will have an article about a couple of us local writers next Wednesday on the 16th.
Thank you, Thomas. And hey, good job on the workshop, man. Oh, and those of you who don't know, Squim is spelled S-E-Q-U-I-M. Don't ask. Also, don't ask how I know. It's okay. You can ask. My parents live there. All right. Well, speaking of which, I need to find a time that I can go up there. Oh, I know. Lavender Fest. I get it every freaking year. Ooh, I actually like lavender, by the way. Maybe the next topic shouldn't... Have I already done a topic of lavender? I don't know. No, next topic I know it's going to be. All right, so thank you, Thomas. Did I already thank you? I'm thanking you again. And if you are up in the Olympic Peninsula area, go to the workshop. Be a part of it, man. And if you're in Forks and you're a vampire, hey, you could probably write better than Twilight. Let's see, who's next? TJ! TJ is back. Cool. Oh, we missed you so, but he's back with two stories. He also suggested a prompt of angry mob. No. We have friendly mobs here. They carry flowers and pillows and plenty of bandages and first aid kits in case they run into an angry mob. You know, in case, you know, the angry mob there, they get hurt and, you know, someone trips on a pitchfork and, you know, oh, I sprained my knee tripping on a pitchfork and, oh, well, we can set that. Hold on. So here we go with TJ's story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's installment of Westwood, I give you security. Karen's missing daughter could be anywhere. My first thought was to rouse the night manager, but it was 4:50 a.m. and he was nowhere to be found. There was a camera in the lobby and a door marked security where I imagined the video would probably be. I unclipped a scanner from my toolkit and fitted it to the slot in the door. Karen's eyes widened. "What are you?" she asked. "Strike Force Alpha?" I'm a locksmith, I shrugged. "Who do you suppose installed these electronic locks?" After some negotiation, the scanner beeped, the lock flashed green, and we stepped inside. I give you video. Along one wall, a bank of monitors showed images from the lobby as well as from the kitchen, the laundry room, the bar, and the pool. The kitchen, bar, and laundry room feeds covered the rear alleyway entrances, and there was a gated garden enclosure beyond the pool, so along with the lobby itself, if Lori, Karen's 15-year-old daughter's name was Lori, had passed through any of these spaces in the last 8 hours, we should be able to track her. I loaded 5 jump drives from the recorders and padded back to my room with worried mother in tow.
Thank you, TJ. I should go back and edit that little bit and say stories instead of story, but that involves work. Next up, we have Serendipity Haven, a haven for all things, well, serendipity. I'm not too sure how that works. But what I do know is that we have a very good story from Serendipity this week. I think we're going to let the midget read it this time. Are you ready, midget? Now put down my coffee. What are you doing with my coffee? I'm going to get myself a fresh cup. Wash this one out.
Every team talk is the same old nonsense. Gotta do better. Try harder. Reach further. We're talking about raising the bar. It's all talk, of course. We nod, make noises in agreement, and secretly look forward to a beer and a joke about it after work. Same again this week. We're going to raise that bar. Yeah, right. We smiled inwardly at the mantra and yawned. We stopped smiling when clocking off time came around. The damn fools had only gone and done it. How can you buy a beer when you can't even reach the top of the bar?
Wait. Maybe the midget is a part of your team. I thought I had an exclusive on him. Thank you, Serendipity, for pointing that out. I think I'm going to have a talk with him after the show. Speaking of talk, how about a little discussion between those lovebirds? Who? What? No? I'm checking. I'm getting a message here. Oh, it's Bonchance and Sevi. And they did 2 stories together? Wow, a lot of people are doing 2 stories this week. This is just crazy with 2 stories. People are just inspired by bar, the so many meanings of the word bar. Ooh, I got a message in shopping for a Brazilian wax. Delete. No, not the song. I mean, the song by Eva Moon, that's good. No, it was one of these Groupons for whatever. Never mind. If you need a Groupon for it, I'll forward it to you. So here's Sevi and Bonchance. Bonchance, Sevi, whichever one goes first, you know that you've got something coming up that's even better. Which doesn't make sense, because then one would be better than the other, but they're better than them. No, they're together. Together they are wonderful. How's that? Oh, I didn't. Never mind. Here they are.
Crap Mariners, 100-word challenge. This week's word is bar. These are 2 collaborative works by Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. Bar. Dave leaned back waiting, anxiously waiting an answer from Megan, a reply to his comments. As usual, he agreed with his girlfriend 100%. There was way too much government supervision into people's private lives. Big Brother has bigger ears and eyes now that social media has become popular. Megan had strong opinions on privacy laws. She frequently ranted about this subject. He looked at the clock, downed his coffee, and closed his laptop. 2 a.m. People poured out of the narrow bar entrance. Sergeant Dave Anderson smiled, watching a couple stagger to their car. Eureka. He would make quota this month. Bar 2. Tom laughed to himself. Hands down, he knew he could do it. The day goes by slowly. As afternoon approaches, the earlier conversation is forgotten. Tom stops in at the local watering hole with his buds after work, as usual. His enjoyable evening ritual. Past 1 a.m., Tom attempted to sneak into the apartment without waking his wife. But she was wide awake and waiting for him. "You were right, honey. Looks like I can't pass one without stopping in." Already upset, now furious. "You'd never listen to me, fool. I said I can't pass the bar without non-stop studying."
Ha 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 ha. Maybe if you studied in a bar, you'd, well, be drunker. Thank you, Bonchance and Sevi, Sevi and Bonchance. Maybe I should have broken those up and, no, not broke, break you two up, but broken those two stories up and gone Bonchance and Sevi, and now Sevi and Bonchance. But, no, that takes effort. Next up we have Tom, who is taking a break from doing the stats this week, and instead putting everything into his story, as you'll hear in a moment.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Bar Nun. Mark slid the Bombayan Schweppes across the bar to the nun. Mother Teresa nursed the drink while maintaining a 10,000-yard stare. In a delightful Belgium slur, she mused, "What the fuck does Mother Seton got I ain't got?" Mark stopped polishing a tumbler and posed the possibility of still being alive as a deterrent to actual sainthood. "Yeah, but is she a martyr? No. And a bloody American to boot. Did she personally meet with three popes? I'm a goddamn living legion. I think you mean legend. Whatever. Saint Teresa. It rolls off the tongue. Teresa. Damn Nazi pope."
Thank you, Tom. And, by the way, the Draw Something account that's so funny is not Draw Pope. It's Ignore Hitler. It's really funny. And, well, it's rather tongue-in-cheek. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Unless you're really, really, really hypersensitive. But come on. It's been, what, 70 years? Come on, let's just look back and laugh. Maybe not. Oh, well. Right, now that I've dug myself into a hole, Guy, can you provide cover for me while I run out the back and escape? Thanks. Alright, here's Guy David and his story, and I hope you enjoy, because I'm gonna be hiding.
Buddy, a 100-word story by Guy David. I watched the progress bar as I uploaded myself into a new body. It was a fashionable one, female with huge wings white as snow. As the upload completed, my old body slumped down lifeless, and I was ready to test the new model, invigorated and youthful. I stood there for hours, naked in front of the bathroom mirror, examining every pore on my naked skin, feeling myself. My breasts were heavier than I thought they would be. My wings lighter. I would make a new life for myself, start anew with this new body. I was at last reborn.
Thank you, Guy David. Just remember to file a flight plan before you fly. Next up, we have Tura Bregianu. I know what you're thinking. That's because I have ESP. I know what you're thinking. Okay, now think something. Hey. All right. Here's Tura and their story. Hey, quit, stop it. Stop thinking that. Okay. Just don't make me use my mind rays.
On the glass shelves behind every bar, there is always a display of strangely shaped bottles full of strangely colored liqueurs. And you know, I've never seen them used. At one bar, I discreetly photographed them every few days. The fluid levels never changed, but the bottles themselves moved from one picture to another, so I made a time-lapse movie. They're alive. And they know I know. I haven't been in a bar since, but this morning, at home, I found a miniature of some garish yellow liquid with a long Italian name. I took it outside and smashed it.
Oh, sweet. You know, I think you should submit that one to the Drabblecast, Tura. Drabblecast.org. Submissions@Drabblecast.org. And I think they're going to accept that one. That was a good one. I liked it. You know how often I suggest people send those? I sent in 2 this week of my own. And I'll probably be rejected, but that's okay. That's okay. It's just cool to send those, but I think that would be a cool one. And anyone really should, you know, if you're really feeling good about one and it's kind of weird and strange and unusual, and send that one on over there. Not that I don't want, you know, keep coming back here, but, you know, poke around, look around, submit here, submit there, toss one to here, toss one to there. If you're an SLer, Res Magazine looks for those. And there are other literature magazines that are like, hey, we want your stuff too. You know, branch around, branch out. This is like the shallow end, sort of. We're splashing around, we're having a good time, but explore. And coral reefs. We don't have any coral reefs here. We don't have any, well, we have a few, you know, pool toys, but usually those drift to the deeper end. You gotta imagine, explore, get adventurous. Speaking of getting adventurous, Muncie. That's right, he's been there. Oh, Uncle Muncie, let's hear all about your tales of adventure and danger. And pie.
Greetings, Strike Team Alpha. Munzee here with another story and absolutely no regard for whether you want to hear it or not. I'm kind of a douche that way. Bars by Chris Monroe. So last week's mission didn't exactly go smoothly. You were caught slipping the note into the book, the librarian alerted an international network of booksellers and librarians, and now you're on the run. Legions of angry, literate assassins hounding your every move. I can't help, in some small way, feeling responsible. Tell you what, run to Canada, hide here until it blows over. I'll meet you at Tipperary's, even by the first round. It'll be okay. Because here, at the bar, you'll feel safest of all. We can lock all the doors. It's the only way to live. In bars. Flashfiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com, tweets at munzeemunzee. I'll be back with further instructions next week.
Oh, cool, we're getting instructions. I like that. Strike Team Alpha, go! Thank you, Muncie. Oh, if you're looking for a silly adventure based on instructions and stuff like that and treasure hunts, Hooting Yard is doing a two-parter these past 2 weeks. It's pretty funny. I think you'll get a kick out of it. And Frankie admits that long ago, he wasn't so good at ornithology. All right, who's next? Lizzie! Ooh, All right, I'm going to need a fresh cup of coffee. You know, I've started doing my long walks again. Yesterday, I think I did 5 or 6 miles. And I need to get back up to my 8 miles on Saturday and Sunday. The good thing is I've got plenty of, to the best of our knowledge, saved up so that I'm keeping myself entertained. So this is going to be good. All right. And who knows? I may even listen to the weekly challenge while walking, but really I don't. The reason why I don't is because I've already recorded it, and I know that I'm babbling, and I know that I sound like an idiot, and I don't need to be reminded of that. You, however, do. Just me sounding like an idiot. You sound fine. I mean, here's Lizzie. Listen to how she sounds.
It was right there, they thought. At least, that's how they remembered it. But it wasn't right there. Hours of roaming the city, blinded by neon lights, and the two could simply not find it. You didn't bring the card, John said. Again, sighed Peter. Suddenly, one wrong turn, and there were four of them. The strike hit Peter on the temple. What are you looking for? Asked the stranger. Nothing, replied John. Finish him off. A faint no was muffled by the cold iron bar swooshing in the air. A card slipped from John's back pocket saying, Pigeon's Bar. And this is my story for the week. I would like to invite you to drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And congratulations to everybody who has been sending absolutely fantastic stories. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay, she plugged her site, because in addition to here, she does daily dashes, she does waves, every challenge she meets and beats. Me, I can't freaking do the waves anymore, because it's like I see the word and I'm like, I freeze. I don't need to freeze. And, you know, Anugarg's word a day. I look at that and it's like, I freeze. But, hey, vicious circle, I actually did something on that. So, thank you, Lizzie. And let's move on to Chris the Nuclear Kid. There's a funny photo of him that Steve the Nuclear Man put up. And he used the name Chris the Nuclear Kid. I have influence! That's more power than clout could ever measure. Clout, that's with a K. Not with a... Never mind. Here's Chris the Nuclear Kid.
When I awoke, I looked at the map I had noticed the night before. Putting the paper on the map, I found that it made an outline tunnel system that supposedly ran under the town. The entrance was under my room's bed. I moved the bed from the wall and saw a trap door with an old lock. I kicked the lock, breaking it loose, then opened the door. A gust of dusty air rushed out, and I climbed down the old ladder. Following the tunnel, I came to a large bronze door, but sadly, it was locked, so I left.
Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. Oh, I have a suggestion. If you've got a site out there, ooh, take all the ones from this adventure and then collect them all up. And then, like, you've got, you know, a site, a progressing, you know, a building adventure, a serial, as it were. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, with all these weekly challenges, it's hard to pick out, no, you got to go to 30 minutes into this one and 20 minutes into that one. No, you gather them all together. Don't worry about using up all the space on the internet. There's plenty of space out there. There's plenty of space. There's clouds everywhere, man. You're not going to run out of space. Speaking of running out of space, we have so much room for more people. And June has returned to us. Yes! Oh, June Farrimore has returned to us, and... What? Or, is that your topic suggestion, or is this how you sign off emails? I don't know. Could be both. That would be fun. Anyway, here's June Farrimore, the one who does the waves. The evening and morning, and... They're just waves, and dashes, and I can't, it's just so intimidating. I used to collect up all the topics and then look at them, and then I locked up further, and I locked, and I locked, and there wasn't Chris the Nuclear Kid to kick the lock. I don't know. I'm kind of frightened.
Hi, I'm June Farrimore. My 100-word story this week is entitled Bar, because I hate titling things. When I dropped out of college, home became a hotel room. This is because my parents lost their house 2 weeks into my journey. Homesick, my brother and I smoked pipes and watched reruns of Cheers. When he passed out, I left the room. Insomnia is a way of life when your bed is an armchair. The hotel bar was closed to me, and no one knew my name, so I wandered the dead streets outside, writing songs of loss. 80 songs later, I'm glad I could not get a drink, though I found other ways to destroy myself. If you care to follow me or come write for Waves, follow June Faramore, all one word, on Twitter, and or please join the Creation Cantina group in SL. Thank you, and in the immortal words of Mick Foley, have a nice day.
Yay! It's a Creation Cantina. It's not the Star Wars Cantina where they Star Wars. It's Creation, but still. What's weird is that Hammerhead figure is there. He's kind of creepy. I always wondered about him. He's just looking around, you know, oh, well, look at all. Every one of those aliens in the Star Wars bar was probably looking around thinking, dude, everyone looks so weird. Sorry. Thank you, June. I'm just getting off on a tangent again. Oh, man. Ooh, we do have a story. More. We have more. Oh, man. Let's see. Cliff, Uncle Monster, all that fun stuff. You can find him everywhere. Just put Uncle Monster, and you'll find him. I swear, you will. Google it. Although Google is changing things, I think they're changing it so that when you type Uncle Monster, you don't find him. So if you look under the bed, that's where monsters are. Maybe even him. Anyway, I look under the bed, and I find all sorts of old photographs, and I don't see a cat under there, though. Neither of the two baby panthers go under there. Sometimes Mist would go under the dust cover, and then, you know, her tail would go, you know, what are you doing under there? And it's like, flip, flip, flip. Bruin did that now and then, but no. He prefers to be on the bed. He's on the bed now. I posted a photo of him earlier, so when he was helping with changing the sheets. So let's change the sheets and present a fresh bed for Uncle Monster.
I used to work at this watering hole that attracted a bunch of cartoonists. I don't know why. Apparently we were just the closest joint to the animation studios. This was back before all the cartoons were done by Korean computers, of course. So this one day, an artist walks in and I thought all hell was going to break loose. He was drinking his Cosmo and putting down our regulars as hacks and sellouts. I really thought it was going to come to blows. So I took care of it with his second drink. I slipped him a Mickey.
Thank you, Cliff Uncle Monster. He dedicates this story to his friend Tom, who is the artist behind the webcomic ThoseFunkyIdiots.com. He was going to record the story in the shameless plug himself, but a tiny ninja stole his recording equipment. Just tiny ninjas. There are tiny ninjas around? Aw, crap. Now I'm going to have to go get some tiny pirates to fight them. Speaking of tiny pirates, the tiniest pirate of all is Norval Joe. Yarr! That's just more like, yarr! Actually, he's not tiny. He's not a pirate. He's Norval Joe. Philip Norval Joe Carroll. The price of friendship? It's not too high. Really. Reach out. Reach out and make a new friend. Especially if you're reaching out with a shovel in a cemetery and you have a bunch of lab equipment and lightning rods and bzzz things and... Maybe I've said too much.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available through PodiaBooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 317 with the prompt of Bar. Here's my story. The farmer sat at his dinner table alone, too tired to eat. His wrinkled face sagged. His sun-spotted pate tipped forward as he dropped into sleep. He might have thought it a dream, if his heart wasn't pounding through his ribcage as the wizardess burst into his home. Her gray eyes flashed and she asked, "Are there any windows in this house?" An elf stepped to the hearth and began to chant. "No, none," the farmer grunted. "Good," the woman said. "Owen, bar the door." "We beg your hospitality, good man," Sharika said. "A storm is about to break." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Look out! There's a man on the roof with a winter dog!
Oh no, a storm's about to break. Oh man. I guess we need to get the glue and scotch tape. Thank you for giving us a heads up on that, Norval Joe. We'll make sure that storm is fixed and ready. Okay. Is anyone still listening? Alright. I'm just going to whisper through the rest of this. The next story is going to be by Red Goddess. That's right. I'm getting this put together, and her story is already in. Cool! Oh, I stopped whispering. Oh, well, here's Red Goddess and her story. You'll enjoy, I insist.
Lola woke up 20 minutes after her alarm went off. After a quick shower, she threw on her plain blue uniform and busted out of her apartment for the bus. She was welcomed by the Dragon Lady, fuming about incomplete service requests. By midday, there was a smoke smell complaint, an overflowed toilet in the penthouse, and an accident by a dog in the elevator. She was ready to walk out for good when she stuck her hand in her pocket for master keys and instead found a business card with a handwritten message. "Meet me at the bar for a surprise."
Thank you, Red Goddess. I like surprises, don't you? What do you think the surprise will be? Put your guesses in the comments, although no one ever writes comments. Nobody cares to write a comment. I just keep... Maybe you get caught in the spam filter. Yeah, that's it. I'll look in the spam filter constantly. No, I won't. Next up, we have Zach Man. It's kind of last minute for him, and he didn't get a chance to record it. So I'll try to get the midget to kind of... I don't know. The midget doesn't do a good impression of Zach Man. He does a good one of Morgan Freeman's, sort of. Not really. Johnny Depp?
"I found a recipe for super great cookie bars that are said to taste even better than those coconut collision cookies you love from the coffee shop next to Broderlands Books SF," boasted Dylan. "Wow, are those supposed to be so big?" said Zach. "I followed the recipe. I can't imagine what went wrong," replied Dylan. "Which spoon did you use for measuring the baking soda?" asked Zach. "The one that is marked with capital T for teaspoon," said Dylan. "That is for tablespoon. Lowercase t is for teaspoon. Sometimes you can raise the bar too high."
These are really good cookie bars. Thanks for sending them to me, Zach, man. They taste really good. Although, what's with the spoons? We got one more story this week. And you can probably guess who it's by. That's right, Planet Z. I know, I've tried to keep him away. One day I will manage to, but for now, just try to suffer along, okay? Here's Roller Coaster by Planet Z.
"The last time I saw Ricky, the roller coaster attendant lowered the lap bar into place. The cars went up, teetered over the hill, and raced along the track. Everyone screamed and raised their hands. At the end of the ride, people laughed and got up, except Ricky. He was gone. 'Where's Ricky?' I asked the attendant. 'Who?' he said. We looked everywhere. They shut the ride down and searched. Gone! Without a trace! I smiled. The T time portal worked. I'll see you in a week, Ricky, I whispered. A week later, he reappeared and got creamed by a speeding roller coaster car.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about Bar. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week and every week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of years and years of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you probably won't bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be thumb, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.